Why do Muslims attack Muslims? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we're going to talk about the Egyptian mosque bombing for the weekend and how Christians can step in. Plus, today is Giving Tuesday. Stay tuned to hear about a few of the ministries that you can get behind. We'll share some of those details in just a couple of minutes. But first, on Friday, over 300 Muslims died after their mosque in northern Sinai, Egypt, was bombed and they were gunned down during the meeting. Authorities have blamed the ISIS-linked terror group Sinai Province. Now, this may seem like a shocking change of pace, Muslim extremists attacking Muslims. But as it turns out, this deadliest attack in modern Egypt is part of the ongoing persecution of Sufi Muslims in the Sinai Peninsula. Daniel Hoffman, Executive Director of Middle East Concern, says,
there is a history of violence against Sufi Muslims, by more extreme Muslims. More than a year ago, one of the most well-known elderly Sufi sheikhs was abducted by Muslim extremists as well and beheaded on video.
Islamist terrorist groups will target anyone who disagrees with their interpretations of Islam. Differences in belief is also why Egyptian Christians have been a prime target. But their response to attacks like this highlight their profound faith in Jesus.
They are showing what it truly means to react to this kind of violence and attack in a Christian way, not to repay violence with violence or hatred with hatred, but to try and overcome evil by their love. And I think that is really touching a lot of people in Egypt, Muslims and Christians and others as well.
So here's how we can pray. Ask God to strengthen the faith of these believers, that others might come to know the peace and hope of the gospel. Next, little news appears in the media about the happenings in Sudan. For the Sudanese church, no news means no prayers. And the Sudanese church is in desperate need of those. Christians in Sudan are outnumbered by a Muslim population that wants to see Christians essentially eradicated from the country. Bishop Alexander with African Inland Church shares,
Christians have been killed in Nuba Mountain. Nobody knows. And we have churches being bulldozed, and nobody talk about this. So that kind of incidents keep happening, and quietly, and people are not being told.
So this Giving Tuesday, rather than giving money, would you give time in prayer? Pray with knowledge for the believers in Sudan.
Pray for the church. Pray for, especially for our leaders, that God protect them. I know the persecutions will not stop, because as the church exists, we're still facing a lot of difficult time. But pray that God protect the workers in the field. Pray that even practically that if God opened the doors for you to visit, just visit to encourage. And then pray that the churches in the West will open their eyes.
And another way that you can promote eternal change today on Giving Tuesday is by sending your donation to the Deaf Bible Society.
This Giving Tuesday, we're asking for all of our friends, family, and partners to come alongside us to get the Deaf Bible app and Deaf Bible online into the hands of every deaf person.
On Deaf Bible's app and website, they have the Bible available in 20 sign languages, and their goal is to have all 20 sign languages fully funded for next year. This includes keeping their Bible content up to date and compatible with changing technology platforms. Chantel Pagan with Deaf Bible says it serves a major need in reaching deaf people with the gospel.
We're looking to get scripture to the 70 million deaf people or native signers that there are around the world. And a lot of people ask, well, why is this important, or how is this a valid need? What research shows us today is that less than 2% has actually encountered or experienced scripture in a way that they can understand.
To learn more about Deaf Bible Society or how you can find your place in this story, go to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You know, sometimes we just need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. And this month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochanka Padidi. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change when the love of God takes over. Get your copy when you sign up for it at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.